fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Alive! It's alive!
Welcome to the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making pop.
With your host, Parker. Featuring the sultry sounds of Fred and also Alan on the board.
Let's go already!
And now, let's start the Vamp Show.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the 134th edition of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. Fuck this. You told me that you said I gave effort and I can't have that happen.
Addiction.
Welcome to the addiction of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. Now, Kung Fu Grip.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. We're so glad you joined us, and we can't thank you enough for your support on X, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tiki Chaps. You can always check us out. I put too much effort in tonight. You'll see soon that that's not true. You can always check us out at blcpodcast.com. And don't forget to like and review the show. Oh, wait. And listen to us every day on your favorite podcast platform. Don't forget to like and review the show. And now it's the Cato to my Green Hornet. It's Fred.
Cato. That was Bruce Lee, right?
Yeah. He's the one who did all the work. Green Hornet was just like, hey, Cato, look at the bad guys.
No, we're the new age version. They're like Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't think I've seen the new one.
Yeah. I saw pieces of shit. And here's the Lois Lane by Superman.
No. I have Alan.
Here's my fish friend to my Aquaman.
There you go.
And there you go.
Here's my dolphin Alan Amos, on TV. No, I had Alan written down as Benjamin Chodovsky. Benjamin Chodovsky was a Russian-born crime boss who unites the gangs of Los Angeles to kill the Green Hornet and Cato once and for all.
That's right. That's me.
All because he views them as a threat to his diabolical plans.
That's right.
Really?
Mm. There you go.
What are his plans? To take over the world.
To take over LA.
Was it LA? That's right. Yeah.
Because he was like an actor, right? Wasn't he? I don't know. Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah.
We're so glad that you all got that Green Hornet reference, because we didn't even get it, and we did it. So it's another great week. We're so glad to be back.
Brown Hornet. I'm sorry.
Brown.
It's the Brown Hornet. You know who was the Brown Hornet, right? Bill Cosby.
Oh, he'll sting you.
It's fucking Brown Hornet, man. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, welcome to the show. Like we said, we're so glad you're with us. We hope you enjoyed last week's Best of Whack History Month. Whack History Month continues. This week is the last week of Whack History Month for 2024, Frank. Can you believe it? Yeah, I can't believe it. Wow. It does. Every year goes by faster and faster.
Faster and faster.
Beware the Ides of March, something that they say.
Yeah, beware the eyes.
Beware of the eyes.
Don't stab you in the back, Caesar.
That's right. Get ready for that, C's. Anyway, well, Fred, let me ask you a question about a video game revolution that's sweeping the nation.
This ain't even a video game.
Tell me about what exactly. Fred has been telling us about this game, and he's mentioned it multiple times on the show in the recent weeks. Because he runs around his house in circles so that he can get all the Monopoly monies.
This game, so it's Monopoly Go, and it's catching on. It's spreading like, matter of fact, it's spreading like wildfire.
Sure.
So, my wife, you remember my wife went away like a couple weeks ago?
She didn't leave permanently. She's back.
Okay. Yeah. She went away.
You're like,
she went away.
Sent her away.
To another.
But, like, she went home and she was up there and, like, got with her, like, best friend. And her best friend was playing this game, Monopoly Go.
Sure.
Oh. So,
So she went.
Of course, Kayla. Fred's wife. You should play this. You should play this game too.
And we can do the.
She starts playing it.
We'll just change it to Leroy.
Me. Yeah, Leroy.
Like, Leroy. I mean, Fred's wife. So she starts playing Monops.
She starts playing it. And then sends me a request to join and play it. And me being at home alone with the kids is just, you know, fucking, it. I need something to do. You know what I mean? And so I downloaded it. Turns out, like, you need Facebook to, you know what I'm saying? And I hadn't, you know, I hadn't been on Facebook in, like, almost 2 years.
Right. Facebook.
Yeah, so this game, it got me. I mean, and it's so repetitive.
Sure.
It's just repetitive.
It's
push the go button. It's push the go button. And the little thing jumps around and jumps around.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
You're hooked. I don't know.
You're hooked.
I'm on it like crack.
Is it like Pokemon Go where you have to like walk and like.
No, fine, you sit your fat ass on the couch and
so they cracked this. They cracked it.
It's seriously, it's Pavlov's dogs, man. It's tap the button.
What do you get?
You nothing. Perfect. Like the satisfaction of knowing that you landed on a property and like, now collecting $3,700,000.
You're like I went in Monopoly so hard last night.
And Monopoly money.
Well, if you get $0, you lose because that's how Monopoly works, right?
No, you can't lose. You can't lose.
That sounds like a real challenge.
You cannot lose. Like, you can get attacked by, like, your people from, your friends from Facebook and all that, whatever whoever the fuck these people are. And, like, they can attack your property, but you get it right back.
What do you mean they can attack your property, you know?
Like, you ever play, like, Clash of Clans?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it's your turn to attack. Now, you go over there, and you have five properties to make bigger, just like Clash of Clans,
so,
where you have to, like, build up.
So,
You build them up six times, and then you move on to the next
area. So, Monopoly Go, Fred.
Area.
Monopoly Go, Alan. It's a lot like Clash of Clans, but since it's integrated with Facebook, it's a different kind of clan that attacks you.
Exactly.
No. It's like Clash of Clans where
he didn't get it.
I didn't get it. No.
He will. Woo. He will when he listens it. Like, this next week he's gonna be like, oh
yeah. But like, no, it's got me though.
So you build it and then you get. Is Boardwalk and Park Place still a thing? Does that exist or no?
I haven't even looked at the property.
You haven't even gotten to Boardwalk and Park Place.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like the board, I guess the board stays the same. Yeah, because there's like Reading Railroad and.
Yeah, is it like real places? You're like, I'm the Monopoly owner of this Dunkin' Donuts.
So when you attack, do you get the property from them?
No, you just get money off of them. Like, they give you shields.
You just mug each other.
You get four shields. You get four shields. So what it is, when you attack somebody, you go to whatever board they're on. So the first board is New York City. And then there's like the Monopoly Man Statue of Liberty. That's one.
There's that dude jerking like, in the subway, Alan.
That's one property on your board that
airport.
You have to.
Yeah. Taking a dump. On the corner. Yeah, he was taking a grumpy. You know, like,
pass man taking dump.
Yeah, pass man taking dump.
You're like, I wish I had more shields.
Yeah, I did. I didn't unsee it.
Nope. Not me. Your first board, you're on New York City, and then there's Monopoly Man like Statue of Liberty.
Right.
There's like a Brooklyn Bridge. There's the Empire State Building, and then like one more like New York themed property. You earn money. With the money you earn, you build up your first piece like New York, the Statue of Liberty Man. You build him up for like $1 million. The next level is $2 million, all the way up to like five, six, whatever, till you're finished with that one guy. Then you got five others to do that. Once you do all that, you move on to the next board, which is like Los Angeles. Okay. And then it's just repeating that same thing. Like, I'm on level 47, I'm on level 47, and I think I'm in Morocco or some stupid shit like that.
Milburn Pennybags has got his nails in you, Fred.
Yeah, you can't even, like, communicate in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you?
I mean,
you're just a slumlord. You're just a slumlord.
Dude, yeah.
Well, that was the cool part about when you play Monopoly on a board game is you talk shit to each other.
Yeah. And you're like, this is taking for fucking ever. We quit. You're everybody right. wins.
So going back to like what really happened, which was crazy. Now this is insane. Now you know I'm an old country boy, right?
I feel like this
I grew up in the like late 70s.
I remember
early
that.
80s all the way, you know what I'm saying? Yep. So in the South, down here in the country, you know, you mess up, you get beaten. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, your mama make you go out there and pick a switch off the tree.
Sure, yeah.
Make you know your what I'm saying? Just go with with it. So I'm sitting there playing this game. And like I said, all your Facebook friends are like the people that you attack or try to take your money from.
Yeah.
You take money from. Sometimes you can be like, no, I don't want to attack my friend and pick somebody else. But most times, like, the money you take, you can't help it. You know what I'm saying? They won't let you change.
Fuck your friend.
So, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just attacking everybody. Just trying to get all the money. I'm trying to get all the money. And Saturday morning, I'm sitting there on the couch, and I'm kicked back in my chair playing Monopoly Go. Next thing I know, my mom busting the door with a switch in her fucking hand. And she was like, I'm going to whip your fucking ass, boy. And I was like, Mom, what did I do? Like, I'm stuck. You know what I'm saying? I am stuck. I'm like frozen. Like, my mom rushing the door with a switch in her hand.
Memories, nostalgia.
Yeah. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And then the look in her face was like, nah, I'm about to get
out. Nah, whoa, mom.
What are you doing? What's wrong? Stealing my money, knocking down my buildings and shit.
I was like, damn, Monopoly Go tearing families apart.
Like, are you serious? Yo, she got me, man. Like,
did she whip you for real?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
She was playing.
She was joking.
I would have
made me happy.
I would have think Fred's mom would have done it, actually.
Yeah, she'd have beat you just a little bit.
No, I thought she was going to do it.
Like,
I really thought she was going to do it.
You know that look, man.
Yeah, I'm like, what? I can't do nothing. Like, what am I going to do?
Right.
Number one, my feet are in the air from the damn Barker Lounger.
See, you gotten soft in your old age. You would have heard her coming a mile away when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah, if I was 18.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. I'd have heard the branches ripping off the tree.
Exactly, yeah. You'd be like,
what was that?
It's a disturbance. I gotta go.
There's a disturbance in the forest.
I gotta go, man. Well, that's crazy. So you just click the button. Really?
That's it, man. They have one puzzle that's like a, let me see. 4, 8, 12 It's like a 4x4.
Uh-huh. So 16.
And 16 squares. So and they're like covered up. And this is the one you can't change it. Like you have to take the money from this person. So you got like it's called a bank heist. And that's a little heist, which is like coins, 3 coins. That's a big heist, like stacks of money, and then there's the mega heist. You know what I'm saying? That's 3 diamond rings.
Jesus.
So you got to find the 3. You got to match 3. And whatever you match, that's like you get the little, big.
What you get.
Or the mega. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, it's.
Sounds great.
I'm hooked. This is my heroin.
Is this what you've been doing every week during the show?
Can't catch that dragon.
Yeah, right? He'll never catch a dragon. He hasn't gotten to China yet, Alan.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's
China's level 58.
How bad it is. It's just...
It's taking over the world,
Yeah.
See, that's why.
It's 45.
I'm like, man, I try to all the time. I download games on for my phone and stuff, and I'm like, I'm going to play this game. And usually like 10 minutes, I'm like, fuck this, I quit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only game that I've been playing consistently, and I don't even know if it's a game technically, is like Wordle, which I'm like 4 years behind the craze.
Right.
Because of course I am. because everybody else was like, I remember when people were like, Wordle, Wordle, oh my God, it's the greatest. Who got today's Wordle?
I think that was last year, though.
Yeah. No, it was like two years ago. It was when the world was simpler times, Fred.
Yeah, simpler.
And so I was, and everybody's like, oh, my Wordle, I got my Wordle in two guesses, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, this is stupid. I hate it. I never did it. And then, like, recently I was like, I need something to, like, so just, like, kickstart my brain in the morning, right? Like, you know, it's a pretty common thing. You, like, you know, I've used to do brain exercises and stuff. Just, like, first thing when I get to work, five minutes, you know, just kick it, get shit moving around up there.
Brain exercise.
Yeah, dude, you got to keep your shit flexible or you're going to lose it.
Yeah, brain exercise.
Just to get my brain to thinking, that's all.
Yeah, mine is like, how am I going to get out of work today?
Well, oh, yeah.
No, yeah, mine's for like, real. Yeah.
That's my brain. Get out
of here. My brain is like, oh, you're getting paid to do this. Now go poop four times. Yeah. You paid for that, too. But, no, so, like, I'll do a little Wordle now in the morning, and I'm like, I'm excited because I'm like, oh, I got it in like two guesses or three guesses.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no one cares because this is not 2019. Fuck. Yeah. Like, I've been de-wordled, but that's okay. It's all good. I
think
like,
you're doing something, you know.
It's not. It's only five-letter words. I figure out a million five-letter words. That's the thing about it. It is fun, I will say. It's a little,
right?
You know, you don't have the pleasure of
pushing
a button.
But it's just one word, right?
Yeah, but you get like six chances at it. No, you don't. You just start putting in letters. You have to put in words.
Oh, so you don't even have to. You don't even get any letters.
No, no. You start. You have six blank five letter things. Yeah. You put in your first word, whatever it may be. I always start with like adieu, because it gives me a lot of vowels. And then if it'll like turn yellow if it's in the word but not in the right spot. It'll turn green if it's in the word and in the right spot.
Wow.
So then you have to like decipher it. Like I said, it gets you going. It gets you thinking.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, words. Yeah, Alan,
no,
I don't know if it would be for you.
No wonder I didn't play it.
It was fun. Yeah, you know?
I was confused when he was like, vowels and shit. I was like, okay.
Vowels. He's like, I'm out. I can't. Can't do this, man. Well, no, it makes me think because, like, so again, in every other game that I've tried, pretty much just is like super boring, and or I get tired of it. I get like that fatigue.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of it also is because like most games now, like for the phone, are really like pay to play, pay to win.
Yeah.
So right, it's like you have to. It's kind of like I would almost rather just gamble than like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Than like, oh, I have to play. I downloaded whatever Spooky Dupes 4. And now I have to spend $25 a month to fucking get my Scoopy Doop, my Pooper Doopers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, just so I can get to the next level.
Yeah.
Whereas, like I said, literally, I'd rather just be like, oh, I lost $25 betting on random sport.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so much more like fulfilling to me. Right, not that I gamble. Right. And listen, kids at home, if you're gambling and you're under 18 or 21, I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah. I think it's 21.
And you're winning. Give me your tickets. I'll cash them in for you.
Yeah. Unless you live in North Carolina.
That's right. Unless you live in North Carolina. Because now.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Yeah. You can go to North Carolina. Congratulations. It's only been on every television station and every radio station
every
in the world
commercial.
Here in the South. Is that now you can legally do, was it DraftKings? Or
you can do them all. I think it says Jamie Foxx in
there. They opened the like, Fox. Yeah, Kevin Hart. Hey.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
That's
DraftKings. Yeah,
yeah, that's DraftKings out there, but Jamie Foxx is on
the Caesars
on MGM. Yeah, Caesars.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it's all over the place, you know what I mean? There's even dudes like being proxies.
Give me a call and I'll be your bookie?
Yeah, I'll be your bookie.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what
a
mean?
Good idea.
I'll place the bet for you.
It's a good way to make money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like Venmo me $50 and I'll put 45 on whatever.
Oh, hell yeah, shit. You got a pocket
fund.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get paid, baby.
Yeah. That's just crazy. That's how old I am. I didn't even think about like Venmo. I'm thinking like, I come up there and give you the money.
I'll get $12. Oh, you Cash App, you Venmo, you Zelle, you PayPal, you Flip Flap. Yeah. There's so many of them nowadays. Well, so I don't know about you guys.
Sounds
it feels
like
to me
a
like
blockchain.
There you go. Uh-oh. That's crypto talk right there.
That's a story for another episode.
Yep, that's still not back to my original investment. But it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. But no, that's a great idea, man.
As soon as it gets over $10, that $10 I put back in, I'm taking it out.
I learned my lesson with fucking with bookies, man. Like,
yeah, you don't want to do
back
that.
In the day. I was in, well, no, I'm saying like just even gambling like that.
Yeah.
Like I lost a whole 2 week Applebee's check when I was like,
yeah, and bookies, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I had to pay him. You know what I mean? Yeah. I lost all my bets. And like, cause like he would like, you can make the bet and then I'll just come collect the money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, and like, oh, if you win, you just let it ride and then.
Yeah, you can let it ride or you can collect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he won't.
But it was what was that Monday night game where like Brett Favre's dad died?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he threw like you know five touchdowns. He just like went crazy. Like I felt that shit. You know what I'm saying? Before the game, I told me and my friend, I was like, bro, we should put like, you know, $600-$700 on this game, you know, cause
you know,
I was like, dude, I was like Todd said, you know, he'd take the bet, whatever. And then dude was playing proxy to like the real bookie and he took our money and never placed our bet. You know what I'm saying? And like that was it. That was like the last time unless I went to the casino, you know.
Sure. Well, yeah, you can
bet that's different,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'll place a bet there. But sure. Like, yeah, that was the last time I fucked with like an actual bookie.
See, I don't know. I feel like sports gambling has gotten like humongous now. Like it's gotten so big recently.
That's a fucking conflict of interest.
Yeah, man.
I think the NFL is a conflict of interest, man. You know, you could bet on the NFL. You know, it's like, wait a minute, Pete Rose got kicked out of baseball because of this shit.
We talked about you could bet on anything. Like you can bet on, you know, how many episodes the show's gonna go. If you can find somebody to get action,
take that bet.
Yeah, we'll take the Fred. Will be like, well, 150. We're going under 150.
Taking the under.
I quit.
Yeah.
And I'm taking the black and the black league and collective pocket.
Yeah. Fred, we do an episode shaving.
It's just the Lincoln, it's the Lincoln Collective now.
That's right. It's not the same thing. So give me my money.
Well, yeah, that was a dude who did like I don't know if it's true or not, but like they said that he took the bet that there would be a streaker
at
the Super Bowl.
I saw that.
And then he went out there and was a streaker.
Did it himself,
That's genius, though.
Yes.
That's genius, controllable, man. Though.
Yeah. See, I don't know, but.
Well, I mean, that's
the I guess he laid it with the. Yeah, I guess he laid it with the casino.
Yeah, you know it didn't say you can't be the streaker.
Right, yeah.
And he spent one night in jail, got fined, I think he said $5,000 and won $50,000 off of it.
Yeah.
So
I think they won't let him do that again. I think it'll be like it has to be somebody besides.
Yeah, they'll put a rule on that.
Yeah, but shit, I'll pay you $10,000 to go streak if you want to, like.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you get a ticket to the game and
yeah, you can't control it. Yeah, you can't control it.
Right, but you can control that part of it. It's crazy, man. Well, so that brings me to my question for you, Fred. The important question of the night is who you taking in the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight? And we're trying to get Mike Tyson on the show at some point in the near future. He's in the middle of training. You know, the fight's a couple weeks away, so we're not gonna bother him tonight. A
couple months.
But weeks are turned into months, which turned into years.
Years.
Technically, it's just a couple of minutes
away. Well, without weeks, you can't have months.
Right.
That's right.
And if every day was a sunny day, what would be a sunny day?
The space of time, yes, it is only a second away.
Right, right. It's merely a grain of salt on the beach, Fred.
There you go. Dust in the wind.
Oh, too soon. But so who do you got? First of all, that's dust in the wind. I have been watching. Like, first of all, I feel like I initially felt like this was like a sham fight, right?
No.
Just promo, just like, la, 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 it's going to be on Netflix for some fucking reason. Like, blah, 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 right?
Netflix paid him.
Well, and then I started looking at, like, I guess Mike Tyson's been putting up his, like, training videos.
Yeah, Mike Tyson ain't playing.
Mike Tyson looks like he's going to murder Jake.
Murder.
Yes.
Murder. Like, this
like,
boy
not even.
He's going to eat his children.
Mike Tyson ain't tasted flesh on his fist in how many years?
Gross.
Oh. Come on, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, he's ready. Man. Jake Paul.
Looks mad.
He's big, and he probably got a reach on Mike.
Yeah, but he sucks.
But he sucks.
He's not a fighter.
No,
I mean, he may have the reach in this, but
I know, but it's Mike.
He's not Mike Tyson.
He's not Mike Tyson. You know, he ain't nowhere near Mike Tyson. No, man.
And that's the thing. Like I said,
and Mike Tyson been boxing for.
Oh, his whole life.
What, he's almost, what, 50? He's almost 60?
He's
57, 58, something like that.
I still was telling him.
No way. Nope. No way. And if he do lose, he took a dive.
Mike Tyson is 57 years old.
57, yeah.
And he's going up against a 27-year-old Jake Paul.
You know, they're like, well, because Jake Paul's young and it's an elder abuse. Dad. It's like, in a normal circumstance, yes.
Yeah.
You know, there was like this Evander Holyfield. Sure. Holyfield didn't look like Tyson when he fought.
Fucking Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson still looks tough as hell. Like, I'm not even
Man. Ain't no, you'd be dumb to just, at any age, to step to Mike Tyson.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what Mike Tyson's middle name is?
Feel like he will fuck you up, Tyson.
I don't want to tell it because just in case he's embarrassed of it and he comes on and kills me.
Leon is it Leon.
No, it's a little less cool than that.
Tyronius
Gerard.
Gerard.
Michael Gerard Tyson.
Yeah, but you won't call him that.
I never will. Nope. I never call him Jerry. That's for sure.
Hey, J-Rod.
Who was it? Was some comedian that was talking. He was, I think it was Chris Rock or somebody. He said he was doing he did a Mike Tyson joke, and Mike Tyson was in the crowd.
Yeah.
He said he did the joke, and Mike started laughing, and then everybody started laughing. He's like,
I don't blame him
that's
one bit.
Tyson right there.
He's a scary dude, man.
You got the hell balls.
Yeah.
That was one he was doing like a training. He was like showing somebody some stuff. So it's like the trainer or the trainee, Mike Tyson, and the dude holding like the body gloves and the pants. Yeah.
Yep.
And like Mike was like, "Nah, you doing like this?" And, you know, he went and like he didn't even hit the bag, but my man was like,
"Did you see the one he was holding the bag like that?" And Tyson was hitting him in the sides, and then suddenly went bam and hit him in the face.
Like instinctively hit him in the face. Yeah. He looked fast, man.
Dude.
It's really going to be about how long. I think Mike Tyson can win. I just think it's going to be like what kind of stamina does he have? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's going to be the trick because you know, you might be able to roll for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, but like
have you seen Jake Paul's like training?
No, I don't give a shit about
it. So he bought like some property out in like the desert, like in the Mojave, and he's just out there with like Rocky style, you know what I'm saying? Getting strong now.
See, it works for Rocky. Man,
he's like,
Jake Paul don't have an injury in there.
Jake Paul doesn't realize that that's a fucking movie.
But I'm saying, like, he's got a team around him. Like,
sure.
No, he's taking this seriously. Yeah, this is not
I mean, I think he takes boxing seriously. You know what I'm saying?
He does.
But
sure.
He just don't have the experience. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's the thing, man.
He's been knocking out, like, basketball players.
Like scrubs. Yeah, like former NFL players. And
right. Mediocre.
Former this and former that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He ain't really got in the ring with
No. This is like Rocky
somebody
III
that
with
can really
T.
box. Yeah, right.
Right, with a real fighter that hasn't, like, retired. You know?
Yeah.
The ball's going to feel some pain.
I think it's going to be a shit show. I'm going to watch it. I think everybody.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch it. Of course, I'm going to watch it. It's Mike Tyson.
Ooh. We should lie.
And the best part about it is I don't smoke cigarettes no more. Yeah. So I don't have to do like.
I've seen him on.
Because when you smoke cigarettes before, you know, you go outside and smoke a cigarette, come back in, the fight be over. Yeah. What happened?
With Mike Tyson. Dude, how funny would that be if, like, they go through this whole thing, all this build up for months and months? It's like in June or July. And, like, Mike Tyson literally. Ding ding, one punch knocks him out.
That would make me so happy. My dad said he gonna send him. He gonna finish him and send him to the WWE with his brother.
Hey. Well, I mean, then he was like, he was gonna fuck him up. He's like, I'm gonna fuck him up. He's
I'm about to fuck this boy.
Yeah,
you gotta love it, man.
The Mike Tyson of hot boxing and smoking weed ain't there no more, man. This motherfucker's mean.
Mike tried to love to store white boys too. I mean,
Oh yeah.
He loved to store white dudes.
Yeah, I was watching something about him, like when he got out of prison, and he did like that jail stint, and they put him up against some like Gregor Boslimov or something, and the dude just got like murdered in like no time. Man. And they were like, yeah, he was kind of like the sacrificial lamb for Mike Tyson's return. Like you couldn't. Just he basically got something. Paid to get his ass kicked.
Yeah, and he knew it too.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the guy knew.
Like, what was his name? Damn it. Because he talked to he didn't talk no shit at all. He knew
he was he knew
he was gonna lose.
Then you know what, Mike? I'm gonna try my best.
Yeah, he did. It was like that, yeah.
Peter McNeely.
Yeah.
Peter McNeely. Yep.
1995. Yeah. And he killed him in like a second and a half.
That's insane, man.
It was 19. Tyson destroyed him in 89 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, it was the press conference, and he's like, you know, like waving at Tyson. He's like, I'm going to try my best. Hey, you know, he's like,
okay. Good game. Yeah. Let's just have a good game, guys.
Okay, fight, man.
Now,
that's crazy. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with some whack history and some Fredline newses. Get ready. Get set and money time. Money boxing, punching faces.
Cha-ching! Monopoly.
Let's go. Let's Monopoly go!
The Black Lincoln Collective podcast will return after a word from our sponsors.
Episode, I forgot what number it is, the 134th episode of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. We're so glad you joined us on this, the last week of Whack History Month. Booze. Oh, booze. No cheers. Thank you.
Thank you. You need some booze?
I don't know. It's too late now because people love Whack History Month. And this year, Fred, the end of Whack History Month sort of coincides with one of your favorite holidays, Easter.
Turkey Day? Oh, Easter.
No, that's my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
I love Thank Easter. Get dressed up, fancy clothes.
Yeah, you get to go to church.
No, he's like, I just get to dress up fancy clothes.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to church.
I cut the grass.
Yeah. I ain't going to church, but I'll just dress up fancy clothes.
In my fancy clothes.
I get to answer a million questions about rabbits that I don't know the answer to at all.
Rabbit!
So my kids are like, what about, why does Easter Bunny do this? I'm like, I don't fucking know. The Easter Bunny is the worst thought out slogan there is.
Crazy.
Like, so lame. But Fred, because it is Easter time coming up, I thought that the best thing to do, this is so stupid. This is a flimsy premise at best. The best thing we could do for this week in Whack History is tied into the Easter theme, and let's learn some whack history about Easter Island.
Easter Island. That's the island with the heads, right?
That is the island with the heads, Fred, and it's either called Easter Island.
That's
the Jurassic Park, right? Yeah.
Easter Island, where you can see some head.
It's some head. So, that's the best thing we've ever done on this show, Brad. I'm not going to lie. I love that. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, that was very good.
So, Easter Island, Fred, is also called Rapa Nui, which is what it's actually called. All the people from Easter Island call it Rapa Nui. All the people who are white call it Easter Island.
So, yeah, are there the people?
Let me tell you a little something about Easter Island, Fred.
Yeah.
When Dutch Admiral Jacob Roggeveen became the first European to land on this remote island on Easter Sunday in 1722, he named it, what Dutch, for Easter Island, which is Posh Island.
Posh.
Paash. P-A-A-S-H. I don't know how you spell it. However, the indigenous name for Easter Island is Rapa Nui, which means great Rapa. Like me, I'm a great Rapa. Yeah.
Rapa.
The island's indigenous people use this name for their island, and the locals are also known as the Rapa Nui. There's an old name for the island, though, Fred. It's called Tepito o Tejano, meaning the world's navel.
Oh, I thought it was like, the Texans' navel.
Is it like close to Hawaii? Like,
it is off the coast of Chile in South America, but it's 2,000 miles off the coast of Chile. So it is legitimately the world's most secluded inhabited island. So it's 3,800 kilometers off the coast of its nearest neighbor, Chile. Easter Island is among the world's most remote inhabited islands. It remains a territory of Chile, but it still takes over 5 hours to get there from Chile. It's like six. We looked it up. I searched it because I was like, maybe we should go do the show from there one time. Yeah. And it's like a 6 hour and 48 minute flight. 6 hour and 48 minute, not 78.
Do they have power over there?
I don't know. Let's find out. Do they have power?
Yeah, I would think they have power.
They probably
How would they get power over there?
In coal. They probably have coal power.
Coal power.
Yeah. Coal power.
Coal power.
The only way to get there is by plane. It doesn't. The island doesn't even have harbors. So the shortest flight is 5 hours from Santiago, Chile, and you can also fly there in 7 hours from Tahiti. There you go. Easter Island is also largely free from pollution, and it's home to some of the cleanest ocean waters in the world. Damn. The water around the island is transparent up to 60 meters, and it's an oasis for snorkelers or divers who marvel at the colorful corals and sea life beneath the surface.
That's because Americans haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
Once Americans start going there, it'll fuck it up.
Come Not on, untrue. Honey. Let's get our six packs and go.
Like, hey, let's go fuck up the island. Let's put some pollution. Alan's like, oh, they use coal. It's the most pollution-free fucking place in the world. Coal.
Yeah, they don't use coal, I guess.
Let's go over there and call them immigrants.
That's right. So Easter Island used to be a big place. You know, there were thousands of people who lived there, but because of the civil, they had civil wars, epidemics, slave raids, famine, and deforestation, there were only 111 people left living there in 1877. Today, however, there are almost 8,000 people living on the island, half of which consider themselves to be indigenous. So it was settled by a Polynesian chief. That's better.
Moana.
A Polynesian chief settled it hundreds of years ago. And they believe, of course, everyone knows about their Moai, M-O-A-I, the huge stone sculptures that represent the faces of their worshipped ancestors. And the bodies are buried underneath the ground with only a face and shoulders above ground.
Right.
So those are.
I thought they said they didn't know where they came from. I thought that's.
They
thought that
do now, good. Fred.
No, that's that other place. The Machu another Picchu. Place?
Machu Picchu. No.
Machu Picchu?
Machu Picchu.
No, they someone wondered because originally in the 1700s there were thousands of these statues on the island.
Right.
But there were civil wars, and as the clans fought to. Over scarce resources, they also tore down each other's moais. The moais were also stolen by collectors before the island was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1995. So a lot of them got stolen, which is very dirty.
Damn.
Many have
imagine being the Polynesian dude that found that island, because it's small, so it's not like you can be
and it's in the middle of nothing.
Yeah,
right. I'm telling you, that probably happened just like Moana, though. Like, motherfuckers just out set sail on.
Yeah, he was apparently he was like a Polynesian chief that just liked to go travel. So he's like, let's go see what's out there. It's probably how Moana started.
Yeah.
Think about it. He found it, and then he had to turn around and go back.
That's the hardest part. Yeah. Like, it's not even that. It's going back at the second, like, okay, did we take a left at this big wave or a right at this big-ass wave?
Nothing there.
Yeah. I can't imagine, man. Because it is, like I said, if you look it up, listeners, do yourself a favor. Look it up. It's in the middle of nothing. Like, it's one of those places that you could be 20 feet away from it and not even know it's there.
Yeah, it's wacky.
Right, yeah, out in the sea, yeah. Because the sea is like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
So the heads, the moai, or whatever, I apologize if I'm saying that wrong, They were originally known as the Eastern Island Heads before archaeologists discovered the statues had bodies in 1914. And the giant's head, I didn't even look. They're just like, oh, they're huge heads.
It's his heads. They just set them down right here.
Yeah. Some of them have hats, which is pretty cool. Some theories say that it represents hair, while others say it is a symbol of power. Hmm. That's crazy. So the Rapa Nui, yep.
How did they, you think them stones was there? Or
well, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay, because you're asking the right questions.
Jumping ahead.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, ahead. Yeah.
You're interested. Jumping ahead. I get it.
I got it.
The Moai are big and solid. They were carved with stone chisels by the islanders from solidified volcanic ash found on the island's Ranuraku volcanic crater. So how do they move them around the island? No one really knows, Fred. There's no written history, and only stories pass between generations. But considering the average height is 4 meters, with a width of 1.6 meters and a weight of about 12 and a half tons, so the weight of two elephants, it must have been a really cool thing because they moved them 18 kilometers across the island. Apparently, they've recreated this where they basically have made them walk. They have they tie a bunch of rope around the head and tilt it. So you know how you walk a refrigerator or whatever?
Right.
So
yeah,
they do
yeah.
the same thing. But apparently, can you imagine how crazy that is?
Yeah. It would take a year.
Years.
Yeah.
So I want to go there. So, but they also, Easter Island holds the Tapiti Rapa Nui Festival every year. We should go for that next year.
Yeah.
Why not? So they celebrate their culture every year. It's held during the first 2 weeks of February. We just missed it. Man, that's a bummer. With traditional activities like wood carving and music played on unique 8-string flat ukuleles. Ukuleles. Yeah. The island also splits into two teams during the festival. Both are led by a queen, and the winning team's queen is crowned queen of the island for the rest of the year. So let's go. Let's go, baby. So, yeah, they said some people believe it was aliens that did this. Yeah. Some people think rats killed everybody there.
Aliens. Yeah, it was aliens.
Yeah, it was aliens. So,
if you can't explain it, it's aliens.
A popular theory about, and this is where the whackness comes in, a popular theory about Easter Island Moai says the massive statues were created for or influenced by aliens. Author Eric Von Daniken helped spread this theory in his book, Chariots of the Gods? Unsolved Mysteries of the Past. Daniken also believes the ancient Egyptians could not possibly have built the pyramids by themselves, as they lacked the intelligence and strength.
Yeah, they were dumb.
Aliens.
According to him, they were dumb.
Right. So I don't know, man. I don't see how
they had they had their own water filtration system, but they were dumb.
If aliens were like, hey, there's this whole world that we're going to visit. Let's go to the smallest, most random place we can. But I mean, I guess that's one way to make sure you don't get told.
Yeah, nobody talking
about it. Yeah, exactly.
These people are secluded. What are they going to say? They don't even have a written language.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
That's a perfect place to go.
How they going to tell somebody? I don't know how they talk.
Yeah, just like that.
I don't know what their language is either. So.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think it's Spanish now because it's Chile.
Well, they did have a writing system, which was apparently the writing system. Easter Island is about 10,000 years older than they believed it was.
Damn.
And it makes the island itself older than they thought. So a man came up with this theory after exploring the Göbekli Tepe, a set of ancient stones in Turkey believed to have been erected 12,000 years ago. The site bears no evidence. Okay, whatever. Who fucking cares? They're smart. They're great. They had long ears.
Thing.
Stone bodies. It's great. So it's whack history. Don't go there, or do go there if you let us go there, and we'll go with you. How about that?
Kind of not whack.
It's not as whack as I had hoped it would be, but it is Easter themed, and we'll take
that.
Unwhack.
Very informative and informational.
It is actually. It's kind of cool.
We should have changed it to Easter Island wax on the thing instead of facts. Easter Island, not as wacky as we once thought it was, but it is history. So we're halfway there.
There you go.
Could have been
South
worse.
South Pacific, 2,000 miles from Chile.
Right there.
So yeah, so that's WAC history. Thank God it's over for this month.
Got through it, another one. We got through another one, man.
At some point with whatever else is going to happen in the show. Frontline News is, I think, our next.
Shop history.
Boring ass history.
History. History from the History Channel.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for our favorite test thing that we do sometimes, and that is, Alan, get ready for all the shit.
Okay, hold on. Spread
my news. I thought you had music. There it is.
There it is.
Just in time.
I tried, but it wouldn't work.
Welcome to Frontline News.
We'll fix it in post.
Yes.
All right, Australian billionaire receives.
Can't read.
Revives, I'm sorry. Australian billionaire revives dream to set sail on Titanic 2.
Oh, no.
I think we talked about this before.
Not again.
Didn't we? So the Blue Line star chairman has determined to see his Titanic 2 dreams seen as his screenshot on the... Oh, yeah. So, more than a decade, this dude, Clive Palmer...
Oh, Clivey.
That had the, been the driving force behind plans to build a Titanic 2, a replica of the ill-fated ship that sank in 1912 with more than 2,020 people on board.
Starting out of the crap now.
Why? So he wants to do it now? He has billions of dollars. It can't be that expensive to build it.
Nah, it can't be. I mean,
it was tiny.
I mean, he's
like,
going to do it.
There are yachts that are bigger than that now.
I think he's planning to set sail in 28.
Okay, 2028. So, why would you name it Titanic 2?
I know.
Like, are you just...
It's going to be a complete replica.
That's a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
Like, hey...
You know what somebody should tell me? Should tell him?
You know it's coming, but it's still best. It's still the best thing. Fred's number one gimmick, and I love it. I'm here for it. So, well, yeah, we'll get. We'll try not to. Maybe we could do the podcast from Titanic 2.
No.
Electric.
I don't want to go to the watery grave.
We'll, dude, we could float. We could do it on a. We could float on a door. We'll be fine.
A door. Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Oh,
don't forget, Fredline News is sponsored by Bang Bros.
Bang Bros.
Bang Bros.
It's bra.
Are you a bro?
Yeah, bra. You need a bra, man.
Well, that's Bang very bra. Rude. After the attic thing, I'm very sensitive to my nipple situation.
Alan, you speak Spanish, right?
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
Sí, poquito.
So you got poquito, a little bit. Yeah. So this one I'm going to need your help with.
Sure.
The Dodgers minor league team's new name is a naughty Spanish slang word.
Ooh.
What is it? Oh, damn. What is it?
Oh, hold on. I'm close to saying.
He's like, it's local singles in your area are looking for love.
So the LA Dodgers will still be the Dodgers, but their minor league team has got a name change coming up. So the minor league team's name, oh, they're in the Copa de la Diversión, also known as the Fun Cup. All right. So they used to be called the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Okay.
Now they're going to be called, hold on, let me find it. Here it comes. Here it comes.
He's just got to close Monopoly Go.
Trust me. Trust me. Oh, shit. Where did it go?
We're going to see Fred's mom break into here with a
stick. Yeah, like,
they're not going to be called Chiquita.
The Chiquitas?
I have no idea what that
spell
means.
Spell it, Fred.
C-H-A-Q-U-E-T-A. Chiquita.
I guess in Mexican it means something. For
sure. I guess in Mexican it means something. But they said they vetted the name, and it stands for the mariachi jacket, I guess.
Yeah, like it means jacket in Spanish.
Yes, it means jacket. But in slang, it means...
Oh, it's for jerking. It's slang for jerking it.
For masturbation, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's jacket. Like, get it? Like, jacket, Alan?
I mean, got it. Got it.
How annoying would that be in Spanish?
Like, hey, you going to go Chiquita?
Like, I'm gonna go shopping for jackets, and they're like, oh, gross.
He's going to
jacket.
I'm gonna try that on the amigos. Let me on the construction site. If I see when I'm going to the toilet, to the porta potty. Hey, yeah. You go Chiquita. He's going to
Chiquita and El Baño. That's Spanish.
Yo.
How do you spell that again?
C-H-O-Q-U-E-T-A.
Chaqueta.
See, no, we call it chaqueta.
C-H-A.
Chaqueta. Oh, C-H-A. Okay.
C-H-A-Q-U-E-T-A. Chaqueta.
Yeah. Chaqueta, yeah. Chaqueta, jacket.
Jacket, okay. Well, so I was saying it wrong.
No, you were Chiquita. Saying it,
no, you were saying it right.
Stupid
Chiquita.
At words.
I was just saying it Spanglish.
There you go.
Jacket.
Don't get your Chiquita. It's
I'm
called
get you, yeah, but we, quesadillas.
We see, but we wouldn't call that, in our Spanish, you know, we would have a slang for it.
Sure.
You know, yeah.
They call it Alaning.
Yeah, they call it, you know.
Alan's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, no, you know, we our Puerto Rican Spanish is different in the sense that it's
sure.
more
right.
Street Spanish.
Yeah.
So we have slang words for everything. You know, it's like pussy is penca.
How would you? Penca? Yeah.
Penca, which okay, is a leaf off of a palm tree in real, but we call it a.
Really? Does it look like a vagina? What's up?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why are you calling it?
Hell, if I know, I know it sounded funny.
That's what it was. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, there we go.
Oh,
there you go. Now you know, Fred.
Okay, now you know.
That's
it.
I wonder what they call it jacking it on Easter Island.
Oh, it's like the in English, you know, they call the women's vagina a taco. You know?
Yeah, taco. Or, I would say chocha.
Chocha, yeah, we call it chocha.
Yeah, chocha.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Spanish. So, on to Fredline
News.
Yeah. It's Spanish.
That's the end of Spanish Pussy Words.
This week's edition of...
Join us next week. We'll talk
Spanish
about
vagina words. So, we'll go to another country and talk about their slang words for vaginas.
Yep.
All right. So, Fredline number 3. Matt, Allen, you guys... love like B movies.
Oh, I love them.
Right? Yeah. Love B movies. Have you seen you like B horror movies?
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you seen Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
I have.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh, yes.
Is it good?
It was good for me. You know, I thought it was good. Yeah.
So all right. Well, this should get you a little bit excited, Al.
Uh oh. It's going to get you chiquitas
so bakers-
a bunch. Your VA
so the makers of
the
Blood and Honey are going the route of Marvel, and they're opening up the whole Pooniverse. Pooniverse.
Oh my God!
They're doing a whole Pooniverse, starring movies starring Bambi, Tinkerbell.
So they're just taking everything that's in the public domain. Good for them.
There you go. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Good for them. I mean, the Winnie the Pooh movie was awesome, man. It was a kind of like a cocaine bear type of deal.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's Pinocchio, Peter Pan, Tigger, Piglet, the Mad Hatter, Sleeping Beauty. All these.
Everything is public domain now.
Everything is public domain. They're taking it. But why? I mean, hey, you know why wouldn't doing you that? Do
that? Fred, you know who else is doing that? Our friends at Bang Bros.
Bang Bros, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're making the parody ones now.
He'll Pinocchio Euro.
The Pooniverse.
The Pooniverse.
And theirs is also called the Pooniverse.
Yes, that's right. Indiana Jones is the Temple of Doom.
Temple of Poon.
The Temple of Poon, yeah.
There it is. Well, that's good to know. That's cool they're going to do that. I'm sure it'll be lovely.
Yeah.
Hey, and they're going to make money off of it.
Oh, yeah.
So since they did it, can anybody else still do it?
Oh, yeah, we can do it.
You can make your own version of...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's public domain.
Winnie the Pooh went public?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I knew the Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie.
Yep. All kinds of public domain characters now.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Right.
Probably that whole list that you just...
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Right. Probably. Popular public
domain. And you know, we did... remember, we did a Christmas... Public domain, the King Kong's public domain, Sherlock Holmes, Count Dracula, Robin Hood, Wizard of Oz, Ebenezer Scrooge, Cthulhu, you name it, man.
So
Alan Quartermain, whoever the fuck that is, Paul Bunyan.
Oh, Alan Quartermain. Yeah. No, Alan Quartermain.
You know who that is?
Yeah, that's the extraordinary gentleman dude.
Right, he was an adventurer. Alan Quartermain.
I did not expect you guys to know that, I'll be honest. Yeah. Grendel is in Hercules.
Hercules?
Yeah, Tom and Jerry, James Bond, Daffy Duck.
Shut up,
Thor
Tom
is in the public domain.
What?
Yeah.
James Bond?
Yeah.
Damn.
So what do you have to do to go into the public domain?
You have to exist, I think, for 75 years is all.
And then anybody can use you.
Yeah, but didn't Disney have the Mickey Mouse just...
Mickey Mouse is still... It's just that version
Steamboat
of him.
Steamboat Willie. Yes, yeah,
right. It's just that version of him that's in the public domain right now.
Right.
But Winnie the Pooh, Sherlock Holmes, and Robin Hood are in the
Robin Hood.
Right.
So there you go.
So we could do a BLC theater of any of those characters.
Yeah, we were going to do that anyway. Right. We could fucking do that without.
Yeah. Disney's going to sue us for what? Nothing.
We don't got Green Llama is
content.
In.
We got some content.
Who's Green Llama? You know who that is? No, you don't.
Green Llama.
Huh? The Green Llama. That's Brown Llama's cousin.
It's the Brown Llama.
Yeah. Frankenstein's monsters and the King Arthur, Alice, Mad Hatter.
Dang.
We can do them all.
That's crazy, man.
Judy of the Jungle, which I guess is Tarzan's lady.
George's lady, man.
Oh, okay.
Of the Jungle.
Yeah, that's right. Jane was Tarzan's lady.
You're right, Jane.
My bad. I guess. I'm
I don't know. It doesn't
really
matter.
Just guessing.
Find out next week.
George is the Jungle. That was a good movie, actually.
Yeah. George is the Jungle.
Yeah, with Brendan Fraser.
Watch out for that tree.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. So, any more Fredline news, Fred?
I got a couple more if you want.
Hit me, baby.
Hit them with your best shot. Okay.
News me.
A Deliveroo driver, and I said that correctly, Deliveroo rider bites off all the shots customer's thumb. Evidently, this shit is from England.
Okay, because I don't know what any of half those words it took me like.
All I know is customer's thumb.
Yeah, I heard
bites
thumb.
Customer's
auto
thumb.
Auto shop thumb.
Yep, that was it.
So this lady in Aldershot of the UK.
Oh, not auto shop, Aldershot.
Alder. A-L-D-E-R.
Aldershot.
Aldershot.
See, now I get it.
She was delivering this bloke's food, right? And so the man, she puts her in the wrong place, and he tells her to come down to this part of. Nah, I don't know. I can't keep it.
Just say it's fine.
So anyway, she put his food down in the wrong spot, and okay. The dude was like, "No, bring it down here." And when she brought it down here, they got to wrestling about some shit, and she bit his fucking thumb off.
Oh, she bit his thumb off. Okay.
She bit his thumb off. And she's an ugly broad, too.
Well, yeah. I mean,
she looked like she would bite somebody's thumb off. But the whole big chalupa is over there. If you pick up one of those delivery shifts,
yeah,
and you can't do it, you can get somebody to be like, "Yo, you can take my shift,"
right?
And you know, and
just anybody.
But now the government is like, that's not cool because those people aren't vetted. You don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying? So
I assume that what she did is just like Uber Eats here in the States does, where they put your drink and the bag of food directly in front of the window or the door that opens outward, so there's no way you can get to it without smashing it. Like,
people
that's,
are assholes.
I would bite your thumb off. Oh my God, she really bit his thumb off.
Holy shit.
Bit his fucking
thumb. That bitch was hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see her?
I bet that guy regrets telling her to move the food. Yeah. I'll just get it. Thanks. Well, she looks hungry.
Yeah, she does look hungry.
She's like, got hungry.
Now give me some of your Yorkshire puddings, love. That's probably what started the argument. She's like, "I want some of your fish and chips."
Damn.
Oh, you got your own fish and chips.
Get your own fish and chips, bitch. And then,
you know what?
So, they told the reporter, they asked the guy, "Did you tip her?" She said, "No, but she took her tip."
Yep, there you go.
Damn.
Good for him for being in such great mood.
Man. Yeah.
In spite of having one less thumb.
Yeah. He's thumbless. Yeah.
Good for him. Way to make jokes. He must have been on some
great
drugs.
Great guy. He must be.
Yeah, he was fucked up.
I feel like he was, because he's British, so he probably, you know, he's probably thinks he's super, like, British wit. And so he probably, on the drugs, thought that was, like, the funniest thing that he could. He was probably like,
so much.
She took a chip, governor. Chortle. So.
Ricky Gervais couldn't have came up with anything better.
That's right. All right, so Fredline News number, lost count, 5.
Whatever it is. All right, so we're going back to the States. Gainesville, Georgia.
Florida. Yeah, Florida. That's what we're talking about.
Georgia.
Oh. No, Florida.
Florida. There's one in Georgia, too.
Okay. So Friday, a man pled guilty to impersonating a Gainesville police officer and posing as a gay man on an online dating app to get back at the officer for giving him a traffic ticket.
Wait, what?
Yeah, wait a minute. Yep. Wait, yep. Nope. You're right, Alan. Wait, what? So he was.
Apparently, this man, Dwayne Leon.
Sure.
He was pissed.
Somehow stole this name. Police officer. Stole this police officer's ID.
Okay.
And created a fake profile.
Oh, okay. And so he pretended to be him and then turned him gay.
Yes.
Yeah, turned him gay. I
thought he pretended to be him and then seduced him in a gay, seduced the guy that he was pretending to be. And that's why I was like, this is a very confusing story already.
The big catfish. So, he would use phrases like, "I would like to cuddle with the man of my dreams," using the man's idea of the car.
Oh, damn.
So, awesome. Yeah, thought it was funny. So, the dude could be sentenced to up to like 15 years for identity theft.
So, but what did they get him for?
Identity theft.
Yeah, misleading transmittal use of officer name, trade name, or legal seal.
See, that's bogus right there.
Yeah. I mean, if you fuck with one of their own, they're going to throw everything they can at you, man.
Yeah, you know how they are going to be. They're going to stack those charges up on this guy.
Yeah, stack them.
Way and he's up gonna high. Get and he's gonna get just what he wants.
Run them.
Motherfuckers have no sense of humor, man.
Yeah, run them consecutively too.
Yeah, because you know I did that, and maybe I shouldn't
you have did that? This.
No, no. Well, so what I did is my buddy, our mutual friend Matt, one time when he first got when like Facebook first came out, he had a Facebook and he had left it open on his computer. And I switched his preferences from like dudes looking for girls to dudes looking for dudes. And like, it was just a harmless prank. Like, I didn't even think anything of it. And like, I want to say like a year and a half later, something like that, he realized it and changed it back. It was like, dude, my Facebook was set. Basically said I was gay. I was like, yeah, dude, I did that like gotcha. A really long time ago. And he was like, I wondered why I kept getting all these gay dudes messaging me like every day. And I was like, oh, this is the funniest fucking, this is the best prank I've ever pulled in my life. And it was such an innocent, like I said, I didn't think anything of it at the time. I was just like, oh, this will be funny. And like switched it, and that was it. I never said anything to him. Yeah, I never even said anything to him. I forgot about it too. And then he brought it up, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is the best prank I ever pulled."
Yeah, I would have died laughing.
Oh, I was. Oh, he was so pissed, and it made me even.
I would have died laughing in front of him, and then he'd have been wondering the rest of his life, "What the fuck was so funny to kill me?"
Yeah. Like, I can't tell you. Yeah. Oh, no, that was awesome. That's a great prank. That's a classic prank. Which, again, to me, perfectly fine because I didn't get, like, sexually assaulted by a bunch of gay dudes in my messages. He did.
The funniest part is you forgot that you had
I forgot. It was just a little you remember, like, you do that to stuff. Your friends sometimes, you change their numbers and in their phones and stuff if you get a chance just to fuck with them. And that's what it was. I just changed the name on the phone number. Yeah, you know, you switch them up. So they think they're calling their mom, but really they're calling like their ex-girlfriend. Classic prank. Classic prank.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, that is what happened. So I guess I could be in trouble for identity theft at that point. I don't even know how that works.
There you go.
But, if all you're right.
Other Matt.
Yeah. Call no, he is. I'm sure he is. He's probably like. Son of a bitch.
Call the cop.
One time, he ate my chicken salad sandwich, and I almost fought him for it. I really wanted that chicken salad sandwich, friend. Like, I was legitimately mad. Oh, I was so mad.
Did it have, like, raisins in it?
No, it was just a really good chicken salad sandwich.
Dude, you could hear the anger in Matt's voice just remembering it.
It just does make me angry.
And he's just like...
I really wanted that sandwich.
He went from like, yeah, you know, I changed him to gay. Yeah,
hey, that's really funny. Then he ate my sandwich, and I was like, I'm gonna murder him. I would truly murder him. Yeah. Oh man.
20 years ago.
I'll never forget.
I'm still watering for that.
I'm gonna piss on his grave when he dies because it's stuck in. I'm like, this is for my chicken sandwich, bitch. And then like, I'll throw a chicken sandwich at him. It'll kill him.
Yeah.
Like, remember this? Revenge of the chicken sandwich. Anyway, chicken salad sandwich.
It was chicken salad.
All right, Fred.
Bye, chicken sandwiching.
You got any other Fredline newses?
I think that's going to do it.
That's going to be it. That's great. That's Fredline News, sponsored by Bang Bras and also by identity theft, apparently. So, all right, guys. Well, if you don't have anything else, I think we're going to get out of here. We're going to call it a night. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of the Black Link Collective Podcast.
Yes.
BL.
See you later.
See you later.
Damn. BL, don't know who you are. Identity. No. That's worse.
BL, change your settings.
What you got, Freddie?
BL, see ya.
That's bad. That's
BL, hey. Monopoly Go. I don't know.
There you go. All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good buddy, sharing a special moment. Yeah.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
Get to the chopper!
Oh, what a day. What a motherfucking day.
Well, that's all, folks.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Goddamn hip.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
As you know, I'm a man of special needs.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.